January 17th, 2009, Cebu, Philippines.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Sada Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Sada Bhaktaya Namo Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivani Toya Iti Vigyaya Radhe Tangay Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Najivani Toya Left and left, Dandat Pranam in the lotus feet of my sweet Lord. Nitya Lila of the Lord Vishnu Maharaj, Astotar Shishya Bhakti Pranjaya Vishnu. And my Shiksha Guru, Shishya Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. From long time I was thinking to come and but Namo Mahaprabhu helped me and forcibly he dragged me here. As Radhanath Prabhu told me, telling right. So like our Guru Parampara, Acharya, Swami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he traveled all India, I hope, and Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, traveled all world. Perhaps he has come or not here. He has come here in Philippines. Where? Cebu?
Manila.
Manila. And preaching the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant and remember Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. One thing you should give me one thing, because you are very give your heart and ears. And you should hear patiently. And what you are hearing, you should follow. You should know that very soon old age is coming. Even small children, they will be old. Any scientist and doctor and whole world's combination of doctors and scientists cannot check your old age. Perhaps you know. And one day, you'll have to wish this body. It is also true, anyone can identify. Maybe 100 years, 125 years, not more than that. So we should know that we are not this
physical body.
You are part and parcel of Supreme Lord Krishna. But forgetting him, Maya thrown you out in this world, material world. And you forget that who am I? Really you are not this body. Radhanath or what name? You are not. And you should know that when your death will come, your father, mother, son, daughter, your wealth, your dog or anything, you cannot take with you. Anyone cannot help, whether you are million or but not a single farthing will go with you. You have to go alone. This body, these hairs you cannot take. Then fight like a donkey you are. So like a donkey you are so much engaged in this worldly life. By this anyone in this world never can be happy. We are searching happiness from millions and billions of births. But we are not happy. Money cannot give you happiness. Then whole America will buy all the happiness and anyone cannot have anything. So by money happiness cannot come, by wealth or by beauty or by any qualification. Only by chanting the name of Supreme Lord, by remembering Him, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Daschakshat, Manivedanam. Only by this. Hari Bhajan is not so difficult. Very easy. You know Muslims, about 20 times or 30 times or 100 times they namaz doing. Oh, you can only tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Krishna tells those who will call me by these names, I will at once liberate them and I will give my heart seva, my service, transcendental service, and then you will be there. Only by chanting name, practicing Hari name, remembering Krishna, you can be happy in future. Without this, you cannot be happy. This is guaranteed. We should know that about 5,000 years before in India, all the saintly persons gathered there and they were discussing. Now Kali Yuga, Iron Age is coming very soon. And all will be disturbed. Life will be very short. In golden age about 1 lakh years. Treta Yuga some less. Dwapar Yuga more less. And Kali Yuga 100 years. In 100 years, from birth up to 20 years goes in learning anything and be qualified to earn money. School, college, here, there. It goes in then. From 80 to 100, you will be too old, nothing to do. You cannot do anything. You cannot sit straight outside. How better? And then in 100 years, 50 years goes in sleeping. Altogether 10 years remaining. And then marrying, supporting sons and daughters and family, making very high class of house, equipped with all material. Like a palace, like Birmingham Palace. And So 10 years goes in this. When you will do bhajan? So from now, just now, labha sudhar bhamidam bahul sambhavanti. Manushyam artadam nityam akhil atiga. Tudam jatet na patet anumit javad. Nisesaya sahapadna sarva. Oh, life is short, very short. But only in individual life you can chant and remember and search Krishna. You can. So before death, you should try to make your lessons. How it will be? So they were discussing all these things. In Kali Yuga, Mandabhagya. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrata. Oh, manda bhagya in Kali Yuga. Bhagya means fortunate. You are unfortunate, always. Seeking happiness, not. Manda bhagya upadrata. There are so many problems. No? So, they are telling to Suta Goswami, Sonak and all persons. Oh, Suta Goswami, you have learned from Siddha Sukadeva Goswami. You know all the purport of all Ved, Upanishad, Shastra. You are perfect in all these things. So you should tell how our Atma will be happy. How we will be happy? No. He knows that we are not this body. We are transcendental service of part and parcel of Krishna, this servant. But unfortunately, we have forgotten and we have come. So now, the Atma Buddhi has come in this material body. I am here. This mood comes. Understand what I am telling?
False ego.
That I am this body. And we do everything for this maintaining this body. To make happy, make happy. But we don't suffer. Never and never. So you should tell how
our soul
will be happy. Then Sutta Goswami became very happy and go. Shabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhok kale ahetukam dhavahita jabhakti kamsukhaya. It told Shabai punsang paro dharmo. Param dharma, transcendental religion of all the jeev to do bhakti of Supreme Lord. And who is Supreme Lord? Ete chanskala punsa krishna. There are no 2, 3, 4, 5 gods. Only one is there. And the Supreme Lord is Krishna. Ramchandra, Buddha, Jesus Christ, and others, all are in him. So he knows all our languages. Even he can know your heart, past, future, everything. He is perfect now. So bhakti without any reason, continuously to please Krishna, Sushmita. So Narupa Goswami has told, Anna Vilasita Sunyam Dhyan Karma Dhyana Vritam Anukullena Krishnan Suilanam Bhakti Ruttama. Explain. Here, presently, try to follow.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain the very beautiful verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, the direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the supervisor of the whole Krishna consciousness movement. All of our bona fide spiritual masters are coming in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Previous to him, there were many verses explaining the definition of pure bhakti, pure devotion to Krishna. But Srila Rupa Goswami's is the most complete. He has written, Anya bilasita sunyam jnanakarmadhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanusilanam bhaktir uttamam. He has given the definition of uttama bhakti, or the topmost pure devotion to the Supreme Lord, which is the constitutional nature, the intrinsic nature of the soul itself. We were created by God for this purpose. So there's the marginal characteristic of this definition of bhakti, and the internal or intrinsic natural characteristic of bhakti. Anya bilasita sunyam. Anukulyena, first the natural intrinsic characteristic of bhakti, that which bhakti is composed of. Anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttamam. Anusilanam. Silanam means endeavor. And anu means continuous. The endeavor is performed by the body, mind, and words, and spiritual sentiments of the heart that are flowing without any interruption, just like the flow of honey from a jar. Uninterrupted flow of the engagement of our senses, mind, intelligence, in the service of the Lord. Anu also means under the guidance, not independent, not by my own whim, but under the guidance of disciplic succession with the immediate representative of the disciplic succession being the bona fide guru. There are two Krishnas actually. There's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of served Godhead, and there is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of servitor Godhead. Or there is the Vishaya, enjoyer Krishna, and the Ashraya, or the enjoyed, or the reservoir of service, who's a manifestation of Krishna. So when Srila Rupa Goswami writes, Krishna Anusilanam, he means, number one, continuous service to Sri Krishna, or continuous service to Krishna through his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and under guidance, having heard from him and taken direction in the heart. Regarding taking direction, there's a very interesting story that one king had 9 jewels of counselors, and a very strange looking person without any clothes, carrying a skull under his arm, came into the king's council and said, put the skull on the table, and said, was this person who lived in before, who had this skull, was he intelligent or foolish? So the counselor said, how can we know if he was intelligent or foolish? Just by looking at the skull. So the strange looking person said, I know that this council is very, very unintelligent, I'm leaving. So the king said, wait a minute, my main, most intelligent counselor, Kalidas, is coming. Just one moment. So Kalidas came, and he stuck a straw through the hole of the ear of the skull, and it came out the other end. So he said, this person is foolish. How do you know? Because if he was intelligent, it wouldn't have gone in one ear and out the other. that straw would have gone in the ear and down the neck to the direction of the heart. So hearing from the bona fide spiritual master the principle of the reservoir of service to Krishna and taking whatever he says in the heart and then serving under his direction, this is Krishna Anusilanam. So Silanam means endeavor. There's two kinds of endeavor. That is positive and negative. The endeavor to do the right things and the endeavor to avoid doing the wrong things. I will only take Krishna prasadam. I will never take meat, fish, eggs, onion, garlic, carrots. I'll never eat in karmi restaurants. I'll only take the food that's offered to Krishna. So there is a positive endeavor and the endeavor to avoid things that are obstacles in my devotional service. And anukulyena, always favorable for Krishna. Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, in explaining this verse, said that Mother Yasoda, the very, very fortunate Mother of God, who breathes in and out innumerable universes, has accepted this great devotee as his mother. Sometimes, when that Supreme Godhead, in his human-like pastimes, acts as a naughty boy and steals butter from the neighbor's houses, she chastises him, and sometimes she binds him with rope. So is this considered bhakti or not? Bhakti is understood by the mood of the activity. So Mother Yasoda is thinking, if I don't train my child properly, if I don't chastise him, then he won't grow up to be a good character. So for his welfare, for his ultimate happiness, Mother Yasoda chastised him. So this is considered the highest bhakti. The gopis, sometimes when Krishna comes, oh, I see you are carrying many heavy pots. May I help you? No, no, we're chaste wives. You're a debauchee. We don't want to speak to you. So this negligence of Krishna's plea, this is the highest bhakti because it gives Krishna, it's for the intention of giving Krishna pleasure. On the other hand, Kamsa's servants, Kamsa's wrestlers, Chanur and Mustik, they were wrestling with Krishna. That gave him pleasure, although Mother Yasoda made him cry because she was chastising him. Her intention, her mood, was to give him the highest pleasure by being a good boy and being able to function well in society. Whereas the wrestlers, although they gave him immediate pleasure, their intention was not to give him pleasure. Their intention was to kill him by the wrestling. So their mood was not bhakti. Bhakti is the mood of the heart. So we can understand that it is the mind's desire. So this is the positive or natural feature of bhakti. When the desire is only for the pleasure of Krishna, only to give him joy, only for his welfare, for his benefit. So this is the natural characteristic of bhakti. And then, and devoid of all unfavorable elements. And then the marginal characteristic, that which bhakti is devoid of. That is, anyavilasita sunyam. All desires other than the desire to please Krishna is made void. Not to please my senses. Well, I'm not going to come and hear Guru tonight because I have so many debts. I have to go to work. Actually, we have no other debt. This is the definition of Shraddha or faith. That is, by watering the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are automatically watered. By feeding the stomach, all the senses are automatically nourished. So by hearing the Harikatha of Guru, by getting Sadhu Sangha, by serving Guru, all my other debts, all my other obligations are taken care of. Not that I have to please somebody else. I owe somebody something else. I only owe Krishna because he created me. just like my hand only owes to the whole body. So similarly, our only debt, our only obligation, our only duty is to serve Krishna through his bona fide representative, Sri Guru. So, anyavilasita sunyam yan, no mental speculation. Maybe God is impersonal, maybe I'm God, maybe the goal of life is to merge with God. And no reward-seeking desires. I'll do this so that I can enjoy. I'll do this so that I can get money. What is the use of money? Money is the cause of distress in all circumstances. I work hard to please my family, and then my family's not pleased. My wife leaves me. I grow up, I grow old, I can't work. Nobody's satisfied with me anymore. They throw me in an old age home and neglect me. So money is the cause of distress. Any attempt at happiness we find in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the source of distress. Men and women come together for a union to become happy, and they end up causing each other distress. So when activities are completely devoid of reward-seeking activities, and the desire to merge into the existence of some concocted and personal God, when it's free from all desire, then to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with my senses, mind, intelligence, for the purpose of tasting true love, this is the definition of pure bhakti or devotion to the Supreme Lord.
Shamarani Didi, yes, explain the essence.
Have you understood? You should all try to. Whatever you do, to please Krishna. By your all senses. This is the purpose. So, whatever you do, always do. Think that it is for Gurudev or for Krishna himself. No other ambition other than Krishna should be having. How Krishna will be serving? Happy? Oh, by chanting his name, remembering Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Sar. And especially one Hari Nam Sankirtan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nam, no other. Only Hari name and Hari name and Hari. Name is very powerful. Krishna has given all his power. What power? In a second he can control. Create millions of worlds and demolish all. He is very merciful. He is very powerful. All his qualities he has infested in these names. Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna. So they are now equal to Krishna himself. They can, his name can bestow their mercy. That in a second you can be liberated. You will be there. Name can check up your worldly situation. So, you should have very strong faith on name. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya. Bhagavati uttam sloke. In this way, we are full of anartha. We should go to Gurudev. Take initiation and dikha. And serve him. Vishambhena Gurau Seva. The champagne mint?
Intimate, start with intimacy.
Minus. It's minus. Good. And then he will teach you bhakti ang, the lens of bhakti. How to shravan and how to kirtan and how to go. And then by that, you should begin. Adau sraddha, tato sadhul sangha, ata bhajan kriya, tato anartha nipratte syat, tato nishtha ruchi stata. But this is
sequence.
Adau sraddha. First, you don't know who is sadhu, who is obvious, who is Krishna. Who am I? Anyhow, by chance, Krishna arranged out of mercy, causeless mercy. And he sent any sadhu by chance, only by the mercy of Krishna. And he tells you, you are not Krishna. You are part parcel of Krishna. You have forgotten Krishna. You have taken lakhs and lakhs births before. And you will take. You were hogs, pigs, dogs, cats,
monkey, donkey,
so many things. But never you can help it. Again, if you will not chant and remember Krishna, then you will have to be again dog, pigs, hogs, like fishes, and all will cut you and eat you. So don't waste your time. So, Sutta Goswami is telling, always chant name. And remember, hear Hari Katha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shri. Law Matre, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shri. Satang Prasangam Mamadija Sambhito, Pavante Hita Karna Rasayana Katha, Tadjo Sanataya Su Apabharga Bhatmani, Sattharati bhakti anukramishyati satang prasangamam vidyasam. In sadhu sangha, sadhu, each other discussing always, very powerful, hari katha, very powerful. If it will go in your ears, then you will give up your house, your wife, your children, wealth and everything, and you will be a state bigger of Vrindavan, Radhe Radhe, Krishna Krishna Vandana. And weeping, and your family will weep there, and you will, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Radhe. If then your life is successful. I have come to inspire you all. Don't be engaged in worldly life. Anyhow maintain your life. Whether poor or rich or anything. Krishna has arranged. Oh, shark, moon, fall.
Vinat.
Without pies, water, everything he has there, fruits,
coconut,
in coconut two things, water also and bread also, and big, by one coconut you, so white beans, wine and all these things. When Guru tells to you,
Then he tells that you should tell to others, go. Jare dekho, tare kaha, Krishna Padesh, Amara Agyaya Guru. I'm telling you, and now you should go to your villages, your city, your places, and tell others that try to be happy. Chant Krishna. You should know that who are you. So you should go and tell, and I may come, and I want to see at least 200 devotees here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here now, 70 to 80, but I want to see 200. So, Mahaprabhu, Radhanath and Radhesh all will help you. Prabhu will help you. Jagannath Prabhu and all of us. So Sutta Goswami is telling all these things. So we should remember, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came about 5 years ago in India. And he did himself Sankirtan. He was himself with Krishna, taking the beauty and intensive mode of Radhika. And he traveled everywhere and so chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.